Any showers taper off early. Sunshine on the increase, 53 today. Freeze warning kicks into effect, 32 with widespread frost tonight. Plan on some sun, 58 tomorrow. On Friday, sunny, 70. Should be in the 70s this weekend as well. Nice warm weekend anticipated. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse.
Right now, 44.
That's the sound of the money you may save if the next time you are looking for a car or truck loan, you look to the State Bank of Blue Rapids. Located on the square in Blue Rapids, the State Bank of Blue Rapids has been lending money since before the first car was made. Come see John or Kenny at the State Bank of Blue Rapids and ask about car or truck loans. And listen to the sound of the money you may save. Member FDIC.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. Bluebell Creameries is recalling all of its ice cream products that contain cookie dough from an Iowa-based supplier. The move announced Monday night comes after Aspen Hills recalled cookie dough supplied to ice cream makers after finding potential Listeria bacteria contamination. The Bluebell recall involves half gallons and pints of Bluebell chocolate chip cookie dough and Bluebell cookie two-step sold to retailers and 3-gallon packages of Bluebell Blue Monster, Bluebell chocolate chip cookie, and Bluebell Crazy Cookie Dough sold to food service clients. They were produced between February 2nd and September 7th and distributed in several states, including Kansas. And authorities say a man suspected in the deadly shooting of a 55-year-old Wichita woman broke into her apartment. Police report released yesterday says the man fled on foot from the Water's Edge Apartments, wasn't found. The woman died Saturday night at a Wichita hospital. Mid-America Network News.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to new Hefty Ultra Strong trash bags. Now for a new low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, with Arm & Hammer odor control, and they cost less than Glad, so you'll be...
happy, happy, happy!
Ultra strength, ultra savings. New Hefty Ultra Strong. All for a new low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Winter's coming quick. Here's a project that's even quicker. Fill your attic with Attic-Cat fiberglass insulation. Now at the Home Depot, buy 10 or more bags of Owens Corning Attic-Cat insulation and get the blow-in insulation machine rental free. It's an easy way to save money on energy bills and stay cozy all season long. Get on top of dropping temperatures with a free Attic-Cat machine rental with 10 bags or more of Owens Corning insulation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Authorities say 100 gallons of diesel fuel has spilled into the Missouri River near Kansas City. The Coast Guard said in a news release that the spill happened Monday night when a towing vessel's fuel tank ruptured. A boom has been placed around the vessel to contain the discharged fuel. The release says the Coast Guard will continue to monitor the situation until the fuel is removed from the water. And State Attorney General says marijuana from Colorado is permeating every part of Kansas. Attorney General Derek Schmidt says he surveyed 320 law enforcement agencies and 70 prosecutors' offices in the state. Schmidt says the results indicate that Colorado's decision to legalize marijuana has led to high-grade pot from that state, largely replacing lower-grade marijuana from Mexico and homegrown marijuana in Kansas. Schmidt says the study by his office also found a significant rise in marijuana edibles, waxes, and oils coming into Kansas from neighboring Colorado. Schmidt criticized the federal government for not keeping its promise to prevent Colorado marijuana from moving into nearby states. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has given another $100,000 to a ballot campaign seeking to reinstate the death penalty after lawmakers abolished the punishment over his veto last year. The contribution brings the governor's total donation to $300,000 since the group Nebraskans for the Death Penalty launched its statewide ballot drive. The group had raised more than $1.2 million as of last week. Death penalty opponents outraised supporters with nearly $2.7 million. A former Omaha teacher has been sentenced to 40 years in prison for having a sexual relationship with a former student. Ryan Robeson was sentenced yesterday. He pled guilty to sexual assault of a minor after prosecutors lowered the charge and dropped another. He was a math teacher at Davis Middle School. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
The holidays are around the corner, and so is your best chance at saving on a new door to welcome your guests. The Home Depot has 15% off select special order exterior and interior doors, including front doors, closet doors, storm doors, and even barn doors. You get style, quality, and savings. This is how you enter the holidays, with 15% off select special order doors, only from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 19th. See store for details.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Over an hour we spent on consideration of a recommendation by the Convention and Tourism Committee to relocate and establish a visitor center in the Marysville Main Street office. The proposal was prompted as negotiations with the Chamber of Commerce to allow a part-time contract position employee to locate in the current visitor center broke down. The chamber had, through a previous contract dating back several years, operational control of the visitor center. Presentations from Chamber President Tammy Sidlacek and Chamber Executive Director Brenda Stangenborg were at times emotional and underlined a frayed relationship between the parties involved. Wayne Cruzy, on behalf of Convention and Tourism, offered a brief response, and Bruce Dierking, president of Marshall County Development Corporation, the group that owns the Marshall County Visitor Center, replied as well. Mayor Carly Grund stood firm through the discussion that the contract employee either be located in the current center or the visitor center be moved to the Main Street building. Several council members took varying positions, and in the end, consensus was to allow the Admin and Finance Committee to renegotiate a one-year working agreement with the Chamber for continued operation and funding toward the current visitor center, with Convention and Tourism to consider locating the new position office in the Main Street building without relocating the visitor center. A motion to that effect passed unanimously. Representatives with Hall Brothers Construction presented cost estimates and options for an onyx seal or milling of North Street and North 11th Roads. The onyx seal has an estimated life of 3 to 5 years and remilling perhaps a 10 to 15 year lifespan. Council approved a motion to seal the streets this fall and add the onyx coat in the spring at a combined cost around $72,000. Hall Brothers also presented an option to seal several other blocks of city streets with a new product in a test to determine the durability. They offered a cost share agreement whereby the city will pay not more than $4,000 toward that work. The issue of correcting a drainage problem on North 12th Street was again brought forward, and Council approved spending $23,000 plus $5,000 engineering cost to proceed with a drain and culvert at that location. An option to extend the culvert east to 13th Street was dropped after property owner Sandy Schmidt stepped up, indicating that she was against the idea, which would be located on her property right of way. Further discussion in the same neighborhood on extending North 12th Street was again revisited. Adjacent property owners have been opposed, and a petition was presented at a previous meeting against the idea. The city attorney outlined the options as doing nothing, or if the street were developed as platted, it would be assessed to the adjacent landowners. No city cost share toward construction would be allowed under current code. The mayor argued for the extension, pointing out several times that other city residents would benefit if 12th Street were extended to Jayhawk Road. She expressed hope for future development of the area extending north. After much discussion, it was referred to the Planning and Zoning Committee for their recommendation. City Inspector David Richardson asked council consensus on sharing infrastructure costs in potential development of 12 lots for housing north of 6th and May Streets. Marshall County Partnership for Growth recently acquired the property and is seeking a developer to move the project forward. It was consensus that the city would consider sharing up to one-third the cost for sewer and water lines, as they had with the Hartley Ridge subdivision recently and the Keystone Addition previously. The city administrator presented the possibility that the FAA may have discretionary funds available, which could finance an apron taxiway improvement with a city cost share of 10%, total around $51,000. A motion passed unanimously to accept the offer to be funded by the sales tax proceeds if FAA funding is available. He also brought forward a project to add a driveway and gate from the street at the deep end of the city swimming pool for maintenance and emergency access. Estimated at $70,000 to $100,000, unanimous approval was given to be funded through sales tax proceeds.
Rachel O. Seamatter, age 93, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial, 10 a.m. this morning in Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfort. Burial in Mount Calvary Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Rachel Seamatter. Wilma Jean Blazer, age 96, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Wilma Jean Blazer. Anita K. Bott, age 70, of Washington, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at Washington Christian Church. Private burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Anita Bott. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Italian chicken, rice, wheat bread, California blend, and peaches. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs, egg noodles, roll, baked corn, and fruited jello. KNDY News Time, 7:17.
Rain showers and some thunder showers continue drifting east across the nation's midsection here today. Spotty showers across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Chicago, up toward Detroit. Potentially some rain at times stretching back through Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma. Showers and thunderstorms likely at times here today as well. Any showers taper off early. Sunshine on the increase, 53 today. Freeze warning kicks into effect, 32 with widespread frost tonight. Plan on some sun, 58 tomorrow. On Friday, sunny, 70. Should be in the 70s this weekend as well. Nice warm weekend anticipated. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Woolenhouse.
Right now, 44.
Average high temperature mid-October 70, record high on this date 94 in 1975. The average low 46, the record low is 31 in 1987. Sunset this evening at 6:48, sunrise in the morning at 7:30. Any light scattered showers indicated by radar, mostly north of the border. A cloudy overcast, winds out of the north around 10 miles an hour. It's 45 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 12th of October. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A wild one in San Francisco. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Cubs advanced to the NLCS for the second straight year. ABC's Ryan Burrow reports.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon bringing in pinch-hitting rookie Wilson Contreras for All-Star Addison Russell in the ninth. Contreras hitting a game-tying single. The Cubs manager on the surprising lineup switch.
They all knew coming into it. I explained it to them before. Things are just a little bit, it's the same, but everything's different in regards to the kind of moves you may make at this time of the season. They're all on board. and it just happened to play out.
As to who he'd rather play in the NLCS, the Dodgers or Nationals?
It doesn't matter.
Either way, the Cubs will have home field advantage.
But the Cubs don't know who they'll face yet.
Base hit in the right field. Here comes Coles, and he will score. Utley delivers, and the Dodgers take a 6-5 lead.
Charlie Steiner on KLAC. The Dodgers best the Nationals 6-5. Game 5 on Thursday. Over to the Arizona Fall League, New York Mets prospect Tim Tebow went 0-3 in his debut, but said he had fun and is looking to get better.
I think there's things that I'm going to take from today to improve on and every day and really understand this is a process and improve at that process. And, you know, each day is not about just the result. It's about what are you learning, how are you improving, how are you going to be able to take that over into spring training.
In the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers announced that Colin Kaepernick will be the starting quarterback on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. Kaepernick said he's ready.
Ready to go. Hoping I can bring up more to this team and try to get us a win this Sunday.
And in the WNBA, the Minnesota Lynx defeated the Los Angeles Sparks 79-60 in Game 2 of the WNBA Finals to tie the series at 1-1. Sparks setter Candace Parker after the game.
I have to be better, not just on the offensive end. I mean, shots aren't going to fall sometimes, but just defensively at the point of attack and just energy and effort. I don't think we were as active and as aggressive as we were in Game 1.
Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
High school football Friday, Marysville at her teens Beloit. Live broadcast on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Valley Heights hosting Jacksonites, our Friday feature game on KNDY FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on our website, KNDYradio.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the latest crop progress and condition report delayed a day due to the Columbus Day holiday, but it finds harvest is running slightly behind average around the country. As of Sunday, corn harvested 35% nationwide versus 24 last week. The average this time of the year is 38. Kansas, 62% of the corn has now been harvested. Nebraska, the number, 23. Soybean harvest nationwide 44% this week versus 26 last week. The average this time of the year 47%. In Kansas 15% complete, Nebraska 44. Sorghum harvest nationwide 48% now complete versus 41 a week ago. The average is 42. Kansas 30% finished, Nebraska 34. Now winter wheat planted 59% around the nation versus 43 a week ago. The average this time of the year is 60. Kansas 58% complete. Nebraska about wrapping up at 95%. Wheat emerged 34%. The average also is 30 for this time of the year. Kansas 29%. Nebraska 77% emerged. Find the full report online, agview.net. And a Missouri judge has ruled a St. Louis man has no legal right under Missouri's right to farm to grow marijuana. The judge sentenced Mark Shanklin to 120 days of jail, 5 years probation, after being found guilty of drug charges. Now, the man didn't dispute he was growing more than 300 marijuana plants in his home, but argued that the Right to Farm Amendment guarantees the right to cultivate marijuana. Missouri's Right to Farm Amendment was passed by voters in 2014 and states that farming practices shall be forever guaranteed in the state. Shanklin argued the state law prohibits marijuana cultivation or at odds with the amendment, but that judge did not agree, and a similar defense failed in Jeff City as a woman there was caught with 9 marijuana plants in her basement. Find more ag information online anytime, agview.net, with this Ag Business Update powered by agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Harvest Updates Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, the weather continues to create problems for the United States corn harvest this harvest season. The USDA's crop progress report issued Tuesday afternoon indicates that 35% of the corn crop has been harvested. That is behind the 5-year average. In Nebraska, only 23% of the corn crop has been harvested, well behind the 5-year average of 30%.
Well, I would say we've got a solid start, but that solid start has been very slow. And corn that's drying down, rather. I would really say a pickup of harvest, but then we've had some additional rain across parts of Nebraska, which has delayed that. So, again, I would say we have a solid start, but that start has come on very slow, and we haven't made a lot of progress over the last 7 to 10 days.
Kelly Brunkhorst with the Nebraska Corn Growers Association says all the talk about a huge corn crop may be just a bit overblown.
The thought of a larger crop is really starting to come back to reality of a shorter crop. And we're starting to hear some yields that, as you look at the last couple of years where we had fantastic production and yields across the state, where the numbers just aren't there this year. And it could be a combination of factors from disease pressure, insect pressure, or just a lack of moisture during certain key times of the year.
Nebraska corn harvest, like corn harvest in the remainder of the country, continues to chug along a little behind what would be considered normal. In other news, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the U.S. Department of Agriculture is offering to purchase $20 million worth of cheddar cheese to reduce a private cheese surplus that has reached record levels. The announcement followed a roundtable discussion with dairy producers in Wisconsin. Ag News, Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
With the cost of fuel these days, if you depend on a diesel engine in any capacity, the economy of running that engine is important. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas specializes in maximizing the fuel economy of diesel engines. Over-the-road drivers, you know how adding more mileage per gallon means you're also adding to your bottom line. For the long haul, MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. Exit 46 off I-135, 800-835-0069.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Band Casino's all-new bingo facility is now open and features, you'd better be sitting for this, 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, MP Bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets and pull tabs, lots of snacks and bottled beer, plus we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. We're open Wednesday through Saturday evenings with matinee sessions on Saturday and Sunday. Whew, so how do you like bingo now? Pricing and packaging.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. No doubt about it. It's agriculture. What if we started having to pay overtime to farm workers? More about that after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel. It's been a delight over the years for me to be on the air for Wink Products Company, a real Midwest success story. Wink is a family-owned corporation in rural Eldora, Iowa that has manufactured specialty cleaning products for 69 years. And today, Wink is a nationally recognized brand because Wink products work. Wink manufactures professional strength household cleaners and drain openers. Learn about all of the Wink products at wink.com. That's W-H-I INK.com.
A lot of humor has been created over the years about agriculture and money. One of my uncles once said if he won the lottery, if he won $1 million in the lottery, he'd take that money and he'd just keep on farming until the money ran out. Others have said if they calculated their hourly pay, they'd be well below the minimum wage. In California, lawmakers are trying to give overtime to farm workers, something that Mark Killian, the director of agriculture for the state of Arizona, has questions about.
How do you calculate overtime for farming? Farming is not an 8-to-5 job. And I think what California is going to successfully do, their urban legislature, they're going to run those farmers out of that state and they're going to come to Arizona. And we'll take every farmer we can get out of California because we have got good soil, we got good water, we feel sorry for those folks. But ultimately, the people that are going to get hurt the most are the farm workers. They're going to lose those jobs. Those farmers are going to be forced to go to mechanization, and everything you do by robotics takes a person out of the workforce, and it's insane. It's absolutely insane.
And speaking of the government getting involved, in Arizona, there are new clean air rules that Mark Killian says will impact dairy farmers.
Well, here's another attack on production agriculture, making milk more expensive. Who does that hurt? Poor families. Now, why you'd want to increase the cost of protein is beyond me. It's just insanity. And there's no exact science to this. And to suggest that cows are responsible for pollution and climate change, it's just insanity. What it is really, it's the radical environmental agenda to get rid of production farming. That's all it is. And California government has let the radical environmentalists drive their policy, and all they're going to do is hurt the American family by causing milk to be more expensive. But here's the thing. When I was in high school in the 70s, they said we're going to have an ice age. Now here we're saying we're going to have global warming, but now the ice caps are getting bigger. Now it's climate change. Well, the climate changes all the time. It's yes. All it is a political agenda to hurt production agriculture in America, which in turn hurts the American public.
Mark Killian, Director of Agriculture for the state of Arizona. Back after this.
You work hard to earn your cash. You shouldn't have to work hard to get a cash back rebate. Now you don't have to with the Titan Stash Your Cash program. Save instantly when you purchase American-made Titan Goodyear Farm tires now through December 31st. No forms to fill out, no phone calls to make. Just stash your cash. See your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch today for complete details.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Hey, it's 7:30 from KNDY. Cloudy, overcast, light scattered showers to our north, southeast Nebraska, seeing some activity. Winds have shifted to the north at around 10 miles an hour. It's 45 degrees.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. The Kansas State Wildcats are eager for the opportunity to accomplish something they've never done. That is, beating Oklahoma in Norman three straight times. Saturday morning, they will clash with the 19th-ranked Sooners, hoping to avenge last year's 55-0 loss in Manhattan. OU is coming off a high-scoring 45-40 win over Texas, where they racked up 672 yards of total offense. K-State has been able to hold the teams to just 310.2 yards per game, which is the top 15 in the nation. Their run defense, which is keeping opponents at an 80.8 yards on the ground, is number three in the country. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Royals pitcher Chris Young had to have surgery to his abdominal area, pelvis, and groin yesterday, but the 37-year-old veteran right-hander is expected to be ready for spring training in February. I'm Stephanie Austin.